What's up, world? This is Laid Back Friday, and I'm your host, Wesley. Hope y'all are having a wonderful, wonderful Friday. And I'm quite stoked about this particular Friday. I don't know why, but I guess it's probably because of the weekend mood or something. But as always, I'm glad to have some company on the show. So shout out to you all who are listening in. Yeah. So where you at this Friday? I'm in the studio, of course. I got here a bit late due to some slight traffic, but it's no biggie. And speaking of traffic, which actually leads me to your ridiculous story of the evening. And oh my god, you will not believe what just happened to me on the way. So I took an Uber to the studio, and on my way, you know, as I told you earlier, there was some slight delay getting here. So as I was, you know, just sitting in the back seat, you know, of the passenger seat, you know, when you get in an Uber, you kind of have to like take the back seat if you want to be chauffeured around. Though some people really, really prefer taking the front seat. I don't know why. But anyway, moving away from that. So as I was just chilling, you know, at the back seat, you know, this guy just pulled up to the car that I was in, you know, just a regular hawker. And, you know, he offered to sell me this kind of like, I think they were peanuts, but you know, they were like slightly bigger than the normal peanuts. They had like, they were brown, I suppose. Yeah, they were brown. I remember they were brown. So yeah, so he offered to sell me these kind of, you know, peanuts, and you know, I think they were just normal peanuts, but they were slightly bigger, and they really had like this hard shell to crack, like literally. So I don't know what they call them though. I've been trying to think of that name. Okay, let me look it up. Okay, so yeah, I got it. Macadamia nuts. Yeah. Yeah, I see them now. Like they're huge. Yeah, they look similar to the ones I was about to buy. But it, yeah, I think they're the ones. Yeah. So macadamia nuts is what they call them. So I told the guy that I really wasn't interested because I wasn't so big on the appetite, you know. But he kept on insisting, you know, like when you're selling something, you have to be persistent. You have to convince the customer why they need it. So that's what he was trying to say to me. And then I saw how persistent he was. And then I just said, you know, fuck it. I'ma buy the goddamn nuts, you know? As he was wrapping them up for me, I really don't know what happened. Cause the nuts were on something like a tray that he carried around. And you know, just all of a sudden they just fell off from the tray to the ground and on the highway. What? I was taken aback. Like I was so shocked. Like how did that happen? Like on the highway, they just, oh my God, it was a mess. Like I'm not even kidding. And you know, and when he bent down to like, you know, pick them up, right after that, it's when the traffic began moving again. I felt so terrible, really bad for the guy. Oh my god. And to make it worse, the Uber guy just couldn't wait, so he just drove off. I don't think he noticed that I was buying something. Yeah, because he was busy. I don't know what he was looking for on his phone. He was kind of watching something on the phone while waiting for the traffic to, you know, keep moving. So yeah, so he just drove off. But hey, things happen, right? I just hope he was able to pick them all up, because I don't know. It's a good thing I hadn't paid for them though. Oh my god, I'm a terrible person. Anyway, stepping away from that, today's episode is an exciting one. I've been sitting on this one for a minute. The state of the movie industry is the topic for today. So excited for this one. So first off, what streaming services do you use for all your movies and series, you know, and TV shows? Personally, you know, I gravitate more towards Netflix, which I'm sure like everybody just is on Netflix. Like let's just speak the truth right here. Like everybody just watches show on Netflix. Though sometimes it can become so you know, tiring to just be paying for it monthly when you're not even using it. You know, but hey, if you want some good content, Netflix definitely has got you covered. So yeah, so I gravitate more towards Netflix, you know, just because it's affordable and it really, really offers a wide range of shows and movies to choose from. Endless scrolling, you know, just waiting to see what catches your eye. Yeah, I know that feeling. Like sometimes it can be tiresome scrolling through Netflix. You're not really sure what to watch, you know, like, so that's why this shuffle feature. Yeah, so Netflix just shuffles a show or a movie for you without really giving a crap whether you might like it or not. You know, like this has happened to me once, and I won't really mention the movie, but I really didn't like it at all. It wasn't my cup of tea, to be honest. But hey, Netflix has got, you know, some really, really good movies and shows that are, you know, binge-worthy. Reason as to why, you know, it's my personal preference, but I know some of you may have other preferences as well, you know, like the Amazon Prime or Disney Plus, or even YouTube. Yes, YouTube, by the way. Yeah, I a lot of people use YouTube. Like everyone's on YouTube, like, so I have used YouTube before, like the premium kind of YouTube, and I think it's pretty okay, I guess. The thing is that, you know, with YouTube Premium, you don't really get slapped with a bunch of ads in your face. I know how annoying it is with YouTube, you know, ads. Like, can't a video just play without ads? Do you have to play, like, reload ads after 2 seconds, every 5 seconds, every 10 seconds? Like, just let us watch the video in peace. Jesus. But that's why you've got Premium, you know, like, you know, with the Premium, you know, you can just, you know, keep, you can watch or just, you know, listen to videos, you know, with your phone screen turned off, or, you know, so that, you know, the video keeps playing in the background. It's really, really good, especially if it's music you're listening to, you know, just streaming without ads. And so, yeah, but if you've got a desktop too, or a laptop, or just any kind of computer you have, you don't really have to pay for Premium if you need videos to play in the background. Trust me, because, you know, for a desktop or a laptop, you know, it's just automatic once you minimize the YouTube window, you know, and the video will just keep playing in the background. So, you know, regardless whether you're paying for Premium or not, you know, so yeah. You don't really have to pay for Premium, guys. It's a lot of money. You can pay for Netflix and pay for YouTube at the same time, and pay for Spotify too. Damn. But hey, if you've got the money, why not? You know, why not? But anyway, you know, with all these streaming platforms you've got at your disposal, when's the last time you really went to the cinema? Like just to watch a movie with a bunch of friends, or even just yourself? I am guilty as charged for this one. Please don't crucify me, because I don't really remember the last time I went to the cinema. And so, yeah, I heard that, I saw online that, you know, attendance has really, really declined, you know, which has led to the closure of some theaters, though I don't really know one. I will definitely look them up just to be sure. But, you know, like, we've ditched the cinemas for TVs at home. The smart TVs in your bedroom, in your living room, in your outside, in your backyard. Yeah, people have TVs in the backyard. I don't know why, but for some reason they do. But anyway, you know, like it's all got to do with your own preference. Like, however, you know, let's just not forget that the theatrical experience remains unique, you know, especially for blockbuster movies and immersive 3D experiences. So you might as well go to the cinemas, you know, go meet people, you know, just don't just sit there, you know, come on, don't just sit there on your couch, like, seriously. Though I think that one of the main challenges faced by, you know, the studios and the filmmakers nowadays is, you know, it's competition. I think so. I think competition, because I'm saying that because, you know, though it's not thief, but it's definitely there. And, you know, with the demand for high quality content going up, you know, the market has really become saturated that studios now need to create, compelling content in order to, you know, capture the attention of the viewers and, you know, stand out. That's why, you know, a lot of viewers gravitate towards Netflix because it's, you know, because it's that fulfilling. You get exactly what you're paying for. You know, the productions are that good. Ashevsky's even, you know, like even the reality, reality series on Netflix are so compelling. You know, whether you're into Love is Blind, Selling Sunset, Squid Game, The Challenge, you know, or even Korean reality shows, you know, like, or even Too Hot to Handle, if you're that kind of guy. you know, like the productions are that good. They're that good. I'm a fan of reality TV myself, and I would attest to that. You know, from production to editing to, you know, finally releasing the content. You know, it may sound like a lot of work, because it is, but it pays off. You know, though there are a bunch of you know, shows that are just not worth watching. Terrible production, just terrible editing, awful storylines, like they just suck. No content at all. Anyway, I'm not talking all things, you know, positive about this particular streaming service like Netflix. I know, like, you know, I just don't think that some shows or movies or, you know, are appropriate for a younger audience on Netflix. Like, what I'm trying to say is, like, most movies and shows on Netflix are mostly meant for a much more mature audience due to their strong language, explicit content. Like, Netflix doesn't really give a crap about what movies they release. Like, each movie you come across has got to have this, has got to have some kind of, like, drugs to do with, you know, the cast, or even just, you know, the normal stuff in the movie you just watch. So though the platform does have, you know, like parental control, so that makes it at least better, I suppose. Yeah, so anyway, we're gonna take a short break, and when we come back we're gonna talk more, so don't go anywhere. Okay. Hey, so welcome back to another segment. This one is gonna be a really, really short one. So have your parents really ever told you, you know, to start looking for your own place when you turn 18, or after college, or just, you know, after school in general? Well, guess what? It happened to a friend of mine who had just completed college, you know, graduated, unfortunately, with no job. I mean, like, it's hard enough to get a job out there, especially if you're, you know, fresh from college. You know, most of us just dream of, you know, being independent, getting a well-paying, you know, and secure job, wanting to get away from our parents, you know, just because we need that freedom. I know. But sometimes that can have, you know, its own downsides as far as financial freedom is concerned. That's why most people, especially when I say most people, I mean teenagers, you know, they find themselves coming back to their parents' house because, you know, they lack that financial stability. So if you're a parent, you know, and you feel like your own flesh and blood, if you're a parent and you feel like your own flesh and blood, you know, like, need to, like, learn the hard way by making them leave the house when they're older, then I think that's a good call if you're willing to offer them support until they find their feet, that is. But if it's not you know, that it, if it's not the case, then it's probably not the best idea to let them wander off on their own aimlessly, because I feel like a little bit of patience with your child after 18 is really, really essential. It's necessary, if not important, it's necessary, you know, especially boys, because I know boys, I understand that, you know, boys have got, you know, like a lot of responsibility, tons of responsibilities, you know, as they grow, but sometimes it can be too much responsibility that it can be so overwhelming. But hey, growing up isn't so bad if you look at it from a perspective whereby, you know, you like have everything you ever wanted. If you know parents are supporting you or something like that, and you've got your own place, you know, at least you get that freedom you so badly crave for. So, you know, you gotta be proud when you've got your own place. Like, that shit feels good. Like, no kidding. Like, there's no better feeling in this world than having your own money. Trust me, I know. Like, when you're all grown up, you know, and, you know, going out to parties in your 20s, you know, it can be exciting sometimes. You know, you get to meet people, and if you're the kind of person who likes to network with people, you know, just always looking for some connections, always talking, you know, taking a step in the right direction as far as your future is concerned, then going out to, you know, parties in your teenage years can really be helpful. And I'm not talking about the regular parties people throw, you know, like where you go and get drunk, smoke blunt or whatever, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, if you need like meaningful networks, then an NDO party, for example, could just be the place you get to, you know, meet your next boss or your next work colleague. You never really know, you know, so think about it. You know, have a meaningful future that you can be proud of. You know, it really, really doesn't matter if you're staying with your parents or not. Your paycheck can really help ease your parents' financial burden, if there's any, you know, if there's any being faced. Yeah, so even if you're staying at your parents' place and, you know, helping with the bills, it's not that bad. Like, don't feel bad. Don't feel terrible for your friends judging you for staying with your parents. Like, being out there alone, it's frustrating, you know, especially if you don't have any money. So you gotta cling on to some help, your parents' help at least, so that you can find your feet, you know, before you actually establish your life. You need to like have a clear picture of what you're going to do, what your parents want you to do, you know, like what you're passionate about. So yeah, stay with them for a little longer, you know, so that you can just, you know, be sure whether you want to move out or not. Okay, if they're kind of parents who understand, then you're good to go. But you know, so even if you're staying with your parents, you know, and helping with the bills and all that, it's not really bad, you know. As a matter of fact, it's a win-win for both of you. Yeah, so yeah, think about it. Just think about it, okay? And parents too, think about it. Don't go throwing your child out of your house just because you think they're all grown up. You know, it's a terrible idea. it's a terrible idea. Yeah, so that's a wrap for today's episode. I really, really hope you enjoyed the exploration of the movie industry, you know, current state. And if you've got any suggestions for future topics, or, you know, just questions in general, feel free to reach out. So yeah, until then, take care. I love you guys so, so much. Bye.